We're doing the Gemara in Brachos Nafei Amud Aleph. The Gemara had quoted the Pasuk of Nireshek Ekbiu Uf. The Gemara gave one interpretation that Uf is Torah and Reshef is the different spirits. And then the Gemara quoted the Pasuk, Mizei Rav Ulchu Mireshef Beketev Meriri, that the Pasuk seems to indicate that they will be fought by Reshef and Ketev Meriri. The words Lechumei Reshef, fought by Reshef, it's part of the curses of what's going to happen if we don't obey the Torah, will be fought, there will be pangs of death, fought by Reshef and Ketev Meriri. Now Ketev Meriri is a known spirit that harmed people. So the Gemara in the first interpretation said that Reshef must be a different type of demon that goes together with Ketev Meriri, a different type of spirit. Now Reish Lakish is giving another interpretation which joins the words Lechumei Reshef with the beginning of the verse, which describes that there will be pangs of hunger and they will be fought by Reshef. That goes hand in hand with pangs of hunger. And so Reish Lakish said, this is an indication of different types of pain, pangs, human suffering, what we call Yisurim. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, kol haosek b'Torah Yisurim b'delin emenu. If someone deals in Torah, then he won't have pains. The different types of afflictions stay away from him. Shenemar, he quotes the same pasuk, Uvnei Reshef yagbiu uf. Uf distances the sons of Reshef. Ve'ein uf ela Torah. Everyone agrees that uf is a reference to Torah. Shenemar hateif v'necha bo ve'einenu. In the blink of an eye, it's gone. So that's talking about Torah. So it says, Torah will distance Reshef. Now, what is Reshef? So the first understanding said Reshef was the different spirits. Now Reish Lakish is saying that Reshef is the different types of affliction. Ein Reshef ela Yisurin. Reshef is afflictions. Shenemar, as the verse says, Mezei Ra'av ulchu mireshef veketev meriri. So he says, you see that Reshef goes together with hunger. So you see that Reshef must be, just like hunger, some kind of affliction. So the Pasuk says, if you oof, keeps away the afflictions. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, he said to his brother-in-law, why do you have to go this whole convoluted path to tell me that he who learns Torah will not be bothered by afflictions? Ha, this concept, afilu tinukot shel bet rabban yodin oto. Even the little kids who are still learning Chumash, and they haven't yet reached the book of Iyov, that says the pasuk of Uvnei Reshef Yagbiu Uf. Even they know this concept that Torah keeps away afflictions. Shenemar, as the verse says, Vayomer im shamot ishma lekol Hashem Elokecha vayashar beinav taseh vazantan mitzvotam shamata kol chukav kol hamachala asher santi b'mitzrayim lo'asim alecha k'ani Hashem rofeecha. Hashem says, if you listen to the voice of Hashem, you do what's right in His eyes, what's straight in His eyes, and you listen to His mitzvos and maintain His statutes, all the illnesses that Hashem placed in Egypt, He will not place upon you, for Hashem is your healer. So here you see, you adhere to the Torah, you deal in Torah, you're learning Torah, God will keep away affliction, so I don't need this convoluted form of derivation. Ela, but rather, what do I derive from here? Kol she'efshar lo la'asok b'Torah ve'eino osek. Whoever has it within his capacity to deal in Torah and does not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi alav yisurin mechoharin ve'ochrin oto. God brings upon him terrible afflictions and they uproot him. Shenemar, the verse says, Ne'elamti dumiya hecheshiti mitov u'chayvin ne'ekar. I became silenced. And when I became silenced from Tov, from Torah, my pain became a terrible affliction that was uprooting. Ve'ein Tov ela Torah. And when he says, I became silenced from Tov, Tov, good, is a code for Torah. Shnemar, as the verse says, Ki lekach Tov natati lachem Torati al ta'azovu. I gave you a teaching of Tov, don't leave my Torah. So you see, what's the Torah called? A teaching of Tov, a teaching of good. You want to know what Torah is? It's a whole book about good. You want to put a cover on your book of Torah, you could call it the Lekach Tov, the teachings of good. You want to know what's good in life? That's what Torah teaches you. So that's code for Torah. So David HaMelech says, Echesheti mitov, when I became silenced from Tov, kevi nechal, my afflictions became horrible, horrendous. So whoever can deal in Torah and does not, so then God sends horrible afflictions upon him. That's what you can derive here.
Hmm.